我们请看《尼希米记》第九章。
Let's turn to Nehemiah chapter 9.
尼希米记九章七节跟八节。
Nehemiah chapter 9 verses 7 and 8. Verse 7, You are the Lord God who chose Abram and brought him out of Ur of the Chaldeans and gave him the name Abraham. Verse 8, You found his heart faithful before you and made a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, and the Girgashites. To give it to his descendants, you have performed your words, for you are righteous. After Genesis chapter 12, it talks about the four chosen ancestors. The first character is Abraham. So from chapter 12 to 24, it talks about Abraham.
神曾经拣选亚伯拉罕。
Here it says that God chose Abraham.
然后把他带领离开了迦勒底。
And then led him out of Chaldeans.
把他改名哈，本来亚伯兰，把他改成亚伯拉罕。
And he changed his name from Abram to Abraham.
成为多国之父。
He became the father of many nations.
那在第八节说，因为神看他心里诚实，就跟他立约。
And verse 8, it says that because God found his heart faithful, he made a covenant with him. And he was to give him the land of the Canaanites. And then God fulfilled his words. So here it mentions about, there's a few mentions of Abraham. He was chosen and then he was brought out of Ur of the Chaldeans.
然后说看他心里诚实，所以神就跟他立约。
And God found his heart faithful, so he made a covenant with him.
然后把所应许的地方赐给他，后来就应验了。
And then he gave him the promised land, which is fulfilled.
所以神选亚伯拉罕哈，有几个步骤，一个是拣选。
So there was a process that God chose Abraham. The first is to choose him.
就是跟他立约。
And to establish a covenant with him.
因为他诚实啊，所以才跟他立约。
Because he was faithful, so he established a covenant with him.
然后再把土地应许是给他跟他的祖孙。
And then he gave him the promised land and his descendants.
那我们看到说啊，创世纪的十二章是谈到神的拣选。
So we see that Genesis chapter 12 talks about God's choosing.
十七章是谈到立约，那是割礼啊。
And chapter 17 talks about the covenants and circumcision. And from chapter 12 to chapter 17, God chose Abraham and started to train him until chapter
17.
And then God told him that you must become a righteous man before me and I will establish a covenant with you. So after many trials, after he passed these trials, God established a covenant with him. And asked him to perform circumcision. So the covenant is very important for the chosen people of God. And then 22 is also an important chapter. Because this was one of the most, the highest faith that Abraham shown in his life. He was able to offer up his son Isaac to God. And so in chapter 22, it describes his most severe and the highest test. And it was also a state when he reached perfection. But in order to accept this final trial, he had to go through many different trials before until he reached this final greatest trial.
这个考验通过了以后啊，神就再来就是土地了。23章讲到，他们就买了犹伦的一块地。
And after he passed his final trial, God blessed him with the land, and which is mentioned in chapter 23.
这是要得到迦南地的地。
This is the first step to obtaining the land of Canaan.
24章啊, 谈到为杀,
and chapter 24 describes finding a wife for Isaac.
啊, 这就是他的祖孙啊, 他将要有祖孙的一个证明。
And this is through which Abraham shall have his descendants.
所以这个之后啊, 25章, 亚伯拉罕就离世了。
And so afterwards, chapter 25, Abraham passed away.
所以这几个章啊是比较重要的，拣选十二章、七章一约、二十二章啊献礼上。
And so these are three important chapters. That chapter 12 is the choosing of Abraham. Chapter 17 is establishing the covenant, and chapter 22 is to offer up Isaac.
所以十二章到二十四章啊，主要就是讲亚伯拉罕的事情。
And so from chapter 12 to 24 it talks about Abraham's process.
我们昨天已经谈到19章了。
And yesterday we talked about chapter 19 already.
我们今天看20章。So
let's look at chapter 20.
20章谈到亚伯拉罕重新犯了一个错误。
Chapter 20 mentions that Abraham committed another mistake.
因为你要接受神的考验，你信心要完全，所以有一些缺点，神都要把它挑出来。
Because in order to face God's trials, you must be righteous and perfect before Him.
所以亚伯拉罕本来在下埃及的时候，曾经说他的撒拉是他的妹妹。
So when Abraham was going down to Egypt, he once claimed that Sarah was his sister.
所以被埃及王抓去。
And so she was taken by Pharaoh.
但在20章，他又重新犯了一个错误。
But in chapter 20, he made the same mistake again.
所以神要把他这个错误，彻底从他内心里面把它除掉。So
God wanted to completely wipe out this mistake from the bottom of his heart.
因为他本来寄居在基拉尔的地方。So
originally he stayed in Gerar.
因为他以为说那边的人都是坏人。And
he thought to himself that these people were not good men.
他怕人家为着要得到撒拉阿爸。 亚伯拉罕杀掉。
And he was afraid that because people wanted his wife Sarah that they would kill him.
所以他就跟人家讲是他的妹妹。And
so he told them that she was his sister.
结果威利士王亚比米勒就把撒拉带进去。And
so Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, he took in Sarah.
晚上的时候神就责备亚比米勒。And
at night, God rebuked Abimelech.
神骂他说，你是一个死人啊。
God says, indeed you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is a man's wife. And Abimelech felt very distressed. He said, I did this out of a clean and pure heart. Because Abraham claimed that it was his sister.
说那是他的哥哥啊。
And the woman herself claimed that she was his sister as well.
神就说，因为我知道你是心里正直的，所以我才拦阻你，不要犯罪得罪我。
But God says, because I know the integrity of your heart, so I withheld you from sinning against me.
神对他说，你要把人家的妻子还给他。
God says, restore the man's wife.
不然的话，你全家都要死。
Or you and your family shall die.
结果神让 亚比米勒全家的女人，统统没有办法生育。
And then God caused the family, the woman of the family of Abimelech to be barren.
神告诉他说，你要叫亚伯拉罕替你们祷告，因为他是先知。
God said, you must ask Abraham to pray for you, for he is a prophet.
所以亚伯拉罕是先知，记在这里。So
Abraham is a prophet, it is recorded here.
结果亚伯拉罕为亚比米勒他们全家人祷告，结果他们的妇女就能够生育了。
So Abraham prayed for the family of Abimelech, and the women were able to bear children. And then in chapter 21, Isaac was born. So this is also a very wondrous chapter. Because Abraham still had some weaknesses inside him, God has to get rid of it.
保守他的太太撒拉。
Because of the mercy of God, God protected him and his wife Sarah.
因为他这样的错误啊，结果受到外邦人的
责备啊，啊，所以一本来是一个选民，就在外邦人当中啊，犯了这个错误，所以受了责备，受到羞辱。
And because he had committed this mistake, he was scolded by the Gentiles.
好，这是亚伯拉罕的软弱。
This was Abraham's weakness.
啊，不过神还是在外邦人当中啊，还是高举亚伯拉罕，说他是一个先知啊。所以叫亚比米勒说，你要请他来为你们祷告。
But God still raised up Abraham among the Gentiles by saying that he is a prophet and you must pray to him.
那结果他自己本身啊，太太没有办法生育，啊，结果去帮人家祷告，让对方能够得到生育。后来他的太太也能够生育了。
And his wife was unable to bear children, and yet he was able to pray for others, the family of Abimelech to have children.
那我们看到这个祷告哈，你。自己有困难当中，你先为别人祷告。
So we can see from here that when we have trials and yet we pray for others.
结果对方啊得到神的恩典，同样你也能够蒙受神的恩典。
And so when the other party receives God's blessings, you will also receive the blessing.
啊，所以这是一个非常奇妙的道理啊。
So this is a very wondrous teaching.
我们一般在祷告都是先求我啦啊，我怎么样哈，都只是先想到自己。
Normally, we think for ourselves first and pray for our own needs.
那神要我们去先想到别人，为别人祷告。
But God wants us to think for others and pray for them.
啊，先把你自己的困难摆一边。
And put your own difficulties aside.
啊，但是你帮别人祷告，你发挥爱心的时候，神同样恩典临到你身上。
But when you pray for others and care for them, God's blessing will also come upon you.
哦，这是祷告当中的一种学习。
This is something to learn. From prayer. Let's read chapter 21.
21章一开始就讲到，神按着先前的话眷顾撒拉，眷照着他所说的给撒拉成就了。
Chapter 21 says the Lord visited Sarah and as he has said, he allowed Sarah to conceive.
当亚伯拉罕年老的时候，撒拉怀了孕。给他生了一个儿子。
So when Abraham was at an old age, Sarah conceived a son for him.
所以在这里很清楚知道说啊，撒拉未生以撒，完全是出于神的作为。
So we can see from here that Sarah was able to conceive Isaac was only through God's plan.
因为在人来讲啊，这是不可能的。
Because from a human perspective, this would be impossible.
啊，但是啊，在神啊。没有难成的事情。
But through God, nothing is impossible.
啊，所以神按照他所讲的话眷顾撒拉，啊，他就除掉羞耻，而为亚伯拉罕生了一个儿子。
So God did according to His word and allowed Abraham to have a son.
啊，我们有一个姐妹啊，年纪三十几岁了，快四十岁了
，We have
还找不到对象。
Well, we have a sister in her 30s, close to 40s, who cannot find a match.
啊，她就拜托传道说，传道啊，跟我关心呐，我。
And so she pleaded.
已经年纪这么大了，我应该要有一个对象。
She asked the pastor, "Please find someone suitable for me, because at this age, I really need someone."
啊，教会弟兄姊妹啊，传道者就关心她。
And so the church board member, the church pastors and members cared
for her. 有的人就说啊，她年纪那么大了，如果结婚了以后还能生小孩吗
？And some say that she's of great of age of.Of great age, how can she bear children at that age?
那个姐妹很有信心呐。
But the sister had great faith.
撒拉九十岁都可以生呢。
She said Sarah was able to conceive at age 90.
我才三十几岁，还不到四十岁。
I'm only 30, approaching 40.
主耶稣如果要我生啊，我就可以生啊。
If Jesus wants me to conceive, I will.
那真的很有信心哦。
And indeed, she had great faith.
我有一次在台湾的三地教会开教员讲习会。
I was in Taiwan in the Aboriginal areas conducting a religious education training seminar.
因为他们来参加的教员有的年纪都很轻。
Because the attendees were all very of young age.
我问一个青年说，亚伯拉罕100岁的时候生了一个儿子。
So I asked one of the youth, Abraham at age 100 bore a son.
你相不相信不相信
？Do you believe that？
他说他如果是人的话，我不相信。
He said, "If he was human, if he were human, I would not believe it."
我说你们有没有在读圣经啊
？And I asked him, "Are you reading the Bible?"
那圣经里面的话就是确实的。如果没有以撒，怎么有现在的以色列人
？And the words in the scriptures are faithful and true. If there was no Isaac, how would there be Israelites today?
哦， 所以我们对圣经里面的道理啊，我们要相信。
So we must.
出于神的话，没有不能够成就的。
So we must firmly believe in these words because these are God's words and it will be fulfilled.
所以后来，神就按照所应许的，让撒拉生了以撒。
So then God fulfilled his promise and allowed Sarah to conceive.
所以神跟亚伯拉罕讲说，从你所生的才是你的后裔。
So God told Abraham, through you, through the one that from your body should be your descendants.
又说，从撒拉生的才是你的后裔。
And from Sarah's body should be your descendants.
结果神的话没有落空。
And so God did not, God fulfilled his word.
那所以以撒的出生啊，对亚伯拉罕的信心啊，帮助很大。
So Isaac's birth was a great uplifting of faith to Abraham.
所以在罗马书的第四章里面说啊。
So in Romans chapter 4 it says.
说在人来看啊，身体好像死掉了一样。
It says that through from men it seems that the body has perished away.
完全已经没有那个生育的可能了，不可能，在人来看不可能了。
And in man it seems that the body has no life anymore.
但是虽然亚伯拉罕等越久啊，但是他的信心越刚强。
But the longer Abraham waited, the stronger his faith became.
他相信神所说的话一定会成就。
He believed every word that God said will be fulfilled.
所以到最后他满心啊相信神的应许。
So in the end, he wholeheartedly believed in God's promise.
因为他完全的信心啊，所以神就照这样就成就了。
And because of his complete faith, God did accordingly.
真的，他在100岁，他的太太90岁的时候，为他生一个儿子。
So indeed, at age 100, when his wife was 90, God gave them a son.
所以撒拉说啊，神让我喜笑了。
So Sarah says, God has made me laugh.
凡听见的人都要跟我一同喜笑。
And everyone who hears me will laugh with me.
所以这个现在不是暗笑了哈，是真的是笑出来了。
So she is not laughing in secret now; she's actually laughing out loud.
因为他说啊，因为当亚伯拉罕年老都说啊，我还给他生了一个儿子。
Because she says before I have borne him a son in his old age.
啊，等到以撒渐渐长大的时候
，And as Isaac gradually grew,
在断奶的时候啊，啊就预备了筵席请客。
And when he was weaned, they held a great feast.
啊，这个对亚伯拉罕一家来讲啊，这是一个非常大的喜事啊。
And this is a very joyous occasion for the household of Abraham.
哦，所以让众人跟他们一同欢乐。
And so the people were able to celebrate with them.
但是在那个时候啊，以实玛利说在那里喜笑。
But at the time, Ishmael was found scoffing.
因为以实玛利看起来那个时候大概已经。至少有十五六岁吧。
Because Ishmael at the time was probably around 15 or 16.
因为他是亚伯兰八十六岁的时候所生嘛，亚伯兰生以撒的时候已经一百岁了，他十四岁。
And because Abraham gave birth to Ishmael at age 86 and Isaac at age 100, they differed in age by 14 years.
现在以撒又断奶了，至少也要两三岁以上嘛。
And so now Isaac was about 2 or 3 when he was weaned.
所以以实玛利可能也已经十六七岁了。
So Ishmael was probably around 16 or 17.
是一个大孩子了。
He was a teenager.
那他在那里喜笑啊，可能在那里恶作剧或者作弄那个小婴孩以撒了。
And for him to be scoffing, he was probably behaving mischievously.
所以撒拉看了以后啊，就心里很不高兴。
And so when Sarah saw it, she was very angered.
然后讲了一句话说，这个使女和她的儿子要把她赶出去。
So she said, cast out this bondwoman and her son.
因为使女的儿子不可以跟我的儿子以撒一同来承受产业。
For the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son.
啊，亚伯拉罕啊，因为以实玛利的缘故啊，就开始忧愁了。
So for the sake of Ishmael, Abraham began to distress.
所以我们说啊，你种什么就收什么嘛。
So we say you reap what you sow.
亚伯拉罕为什么会忧愁？因为这个孩子是他凭着血气、凭着能力所生的。
Why was Abraham distressed? It was because this son Ishmael was gave to him through his flesh.
现在应许的儿子出生了。
And now the son of promise was born.
现在这个属血气的孩子啊，撒拉说要把他赶出去。
And now Sarah wants to cast out this son of flesh.
对亚伯拉罕来讲，同样都是他的孩子。
But to Abraham, they were both his sons.
所以他就感到很忧愁。
And so he felt very anguished.
啊，这也是他所种的果啦，所种了栽种了以后，啊，所后来所收到的成果。
And this is also what he sowed before, and now it is what he reaped.
啊，他会忧愁啊，就是因为他曾经犯过了错误。
He was distressed because he had made a mistake in the past.
啊，那也不晓得该怎么办啦，以撒是。以撒是儿子，以实玛利也是儿子啊。
And he didn't know what to do at the time because Ishmael and Isaac were both his sons.
那那个时候神就出声音了。
So at that time God spoke to him.
说你不要为着童子，为着以实玛利还那个使你下甲来忧愁。
God says, "Do not let it be displeasing in your sight because of the lad or because of your bondwoman."
凡是撒拉所讲的话，你都要听。
He says, "Whatever Sarah has said, you must listen."
因为从以撒生的才要成为你的后裔。
He says, "For in Isaac your seed shall be called."
啊，注意属你啊所生的以实玛利，因为是你的儿子，所以我将来也要让他成为大国。
And because of Ishmael, who was begotten from your bondwoman, he will also become a great nation.
但是唯有以撒才能够成为你真正的后裔，来承受你的产业，承受神所应许给你的福分。
But only Isaac can be your true descendant who can inherit all your possessions.
所以在加拉太书的第四章里面就谈到亚伯拉罕有两个妻子。
So in Galatians it mentions that Abraham had two wives.
一个是住主的妇人，就是撒拉。
The one was the free woman, which was Sarah.
另外一个是使女。
The other one was the slave woman, which was Hagar.
他说这两个妇人呢、啊，代表两耶也。也代表两种的教会了。
And these two women represents two covenants and also represents two types of churches.
啊，说夏甲生主为奴啊，就代表旧约啊，还有地上的耶路撒冷。
And because Sarah was Hagar was a bondservant, her descendants shall be those of the earth.
撒拉是一个住主的妇人。
And Sarah was a free woman.
所以她的孩子是应许生的。
So her descendants were through the promise.
是预表新约神的选民。
It represents, prefigures the New Testament, God's chosen people.
也预表在天上的耶路撒冷属灵的教会。
And also prefigures the spiritual Jerusalem up in heaven.
他说夏甲所生的最后要被赶出去。
It says that the one that Hagar has born must be cast out.
虽然他在地面上也能够承受大国，也有得到一些福分。
Even though he was still able to inherit possessions and blessings on this earth.
好像在世界上也有成就啊。但是这是属地上的福分。
He is able to achieve success on this world, but this is only of the world.
因为血气连理的，最后就要把它赶出去。
Because those born through flesh will eventually be cast out.
说唯有从应许来的，才能够承受应许的福分，承受救恩。
Only those born through promise can inherit the blessings and the grace.
所以我们知道啊，这讲两种教会，一种是属灵的教会，一种是属血气的教会。
So we know there are two types of churches. One is the spiritual church, and one is the worldly church.
因为教会啊，就是我们众人的母啊。
Because the church is our mother.
啊，所以讲到教会啊，神的教会就是一个要应许的啊，独一的，还、啊、要有圣灵的同在。
So when we talk about church, there's one church with one God and with the abidance of God.
啊，这个才能够承受永生的福分呢。
And this church can inherit the eternal blessings.
所以这一段故事啊，在新约圣经里面呢、啊，保罗就把它阐明了很多其他的道理。
So Paul explained many of this passage in the New Testament.
啊，对我们今天来讲啊，非常重要。
To us, it is very important today.
好。后来夏甲出去了
，and so Hagar left。
所以亚伯拉罕就给他一些饼，还一皮带的水。
And Abraham gave him her some bread and a skin of water。
嗯，这是亚伯拉罕尽他所能的啊，给他所需要的东西。
This was through the what Abraham could provide for her and gave her what she needed。
结果没想到他们出去以后啊，就在旷野当中就走迷路了。
But unexpectedly, they were lost in the wilderness.
那一皮带的水啊，一下子啊就用完了。
And the skin of water was dried up pretty fast.
啊，所带的食物也没有了。
And all their food was gone.
在旷野迷路啊，看到茫茫的荒野啊，所以他们就着急起来。
And they were lost in the wilderness, so they began to worry.
啊，夏甲把小孩子丢着啊，自己跑到远点的地方，两个相对在那里哭啊。
And so Hagar left her son about a bowshot away, and they wept together.
她说, 我不忍心啊, 看到我的儿子就这样就死掉了。
She says, I cannot bear to watch my son die in front of me.
她说, 神听见童主的声音。
It says that God heard the cry of the lad.
我们看到这个童子啊, 大概不是两三岁啊, 十几岁, 二十岁了, 都叫做童子啊。
So we know lad doesn't refer to someone that's 2 or 3 years old. He's probably 17 or 20.
然后神的使者就对夏甲说啊，你为什么这样呢？你不要怕。
So the angel of God told Hagar, "What ails you, Hagar? Fear not."
神已经听到了童子的声音。
For God has heard the voice of the lad where he is.
你起来把他抱在怀中。
Arise, lift up the lad and hold him with your hand.
我要让他的后裔成为大国。
And I will make him a great nation.
结果神就让夏甲的眼睛迷亮。
So God opened up Hagar's eyes.
说她发现了那边有一口水井。
And then she saw a well of water.
然后就用皮带去把水装满。
And so she took the skin and filled it up with water.
因为有了水以后，他们在那里就可以生活下来了。
And after they had water, they were able to sustain themselves in that area.
后来以实玛利渐渐长大，夏甲就从埃及啊为他找一个妻子。
And as Ishmael grew up, Hagar found a wife for him from Egypt.
后来这个以实玛利亚就生了12个族长，就现在阿拉伯人的祖先。
And then Ishmael's descendants are now the ancestors of the Arabians.
他说，这里另外有一个教训呢，就是一皮带水跟一口水井。
And so here's another important teaching. It is the skin of water and a well of water.
夏甲要离开家的时候啊，他所能带的就是一皮带水，这是亚伯兰给他的。
When Hagar was leaving the household of Abraham, all she could carry with her was the skin of water.
那这一皮带水啊，一下子就喝完了。
And that was all that Abraham could give her, and it ran out very
quickly. 没有水啊，就面对生活上的困难。
And so without water, they faced faced difficulties in life.
结果在他们绝望当中的时候，神让他眼睛明亮。
And in their moment of despair, God opened up their eyes.
他发现一口水井。
She discovered a well of water.
可能这一口水井啊,
Perhaps this well of water was already there.
那那个时候感到绝望, 主是哭啊, 所以看不见啊。
But at the time she was in despair and was weeping, and so she may not have seen it.
所以她就感到很绝望, 一直哭。
So she felt very despaired and crying.
神让她的眼睛一边一亮。
But God opened up her eyes to see.
她才发现了这口水井。
And then she discovered this well of water.
所以他们才能够一直的存留下来。
And so they were able to sustain themselves in that place.
因为这个水井的水啊, 你可以一直取啊, 取之不尽, 用之不绝啊。
Because this well of water, you can keep drawing water ceaselessly.
你越取越多啊, 它不会枯竭掉。
And the more you draw, the more there is, it will never run out.
所以呢，我们知道说啊, 我们从人来的帮助好像一皮带水一样。
So it tells us that the help from God is just like a skin of water.
很快就可以用完了。
The help from man is like the skin of water.
那我们要求神让我们能够真正认识他, 因为我们的神就是一口活水井。
And we must understand God and know Him because our God is the well of water.
从他来的恩典呢, 是源源不绝啊, 一直的取之不尽的。
The grace that comes from Him can never be drawn, can never run dry.
所以我们要晓得去依靠神啊。
So we must learn to rely on God.
啊, 梁传道昨天谈到说啊, 栽在溪水旁的树啊。
And Preacher Liang mentioned yesterday the water by the tree. Oh, the tree by the water.
我们知道那个树如果没有水啊，干旱，长不大。
We know that the tree does not have water, it will wither away.
你从加州要到菲尼斯的路上哦，很多的荒野啊，那个树都小小的，长不大，干干的。
If you're going from California to Phoenix, you can see that the trees, the plants there are all dried and withered.
我最近搬到达拉斯，我先发现那边啊，树木很青翠，因为水很多。
I recently moved to Dallas, and I discovered that the trees over there were very crisp and green.
比我们加州啊，那个树木更青翠更大。
And the trees were crisper and more greener than the ones in Los Angeles.
因为我们加州的水也是从外州运来的。
Because the water we have here in California are also drawn from outer states.
雨林下雨大概下不到几次啊。
And the rain in the state of California is not much.
所以没有水啊, 树木就没有办法成长。
And so without water, the trees are, the plants are unable
他说啊,
to grow.
一棵树如果栽在溪水旁边啊,
It says that if a tree is planted by the stream of water,
它可以不断地吸收水分养分, 所以一直保持很清脆。
It can continue to absorb the water and maintain its greenness.
所以有时候干旱来到它也不怕。
And so when drought comes, it will not be afraid.
因为就是河水没有了。
Because even if the river runs dry,
因为根扎得很深,
because it is rooted deeply,
啊, 在河床底下还是有水,
even under the riverbed, there is still water.
所以它在炎热的天气啊, 还是一样保持茂盛, 还是一样不断的结果,
and so even in the scorching heat, it is able to withstand it.
所以有一个人啊, 如果能够真正跟神啊, 连接上关系,
so if a person can truly connect in the relationship with God.
不管是外在的环境怎么变化,
no matter how severe your environment changes.
从神那里源源不绝的恩典啊，让他不断的生活在喜乐、平安、满足当中。
And the grace that God gives you, you can continually live in peace and joy.
所以求神让我们每一个人都要看到这一口活水井。
So we ask God to let every one of us see this well of water.
耶利米书第二章里面啊，耶利米先知责备以色列人。
In Jeremiah chapter 2, the prophet Jeremiah scolded the Israelites.
说神说啊，你们怎么离开我这个活水的泉眼啊，为自己啊凿了那个破漏的井。
And he says, how can you leave this living water and go and construct your own broken well?
那个破漏的根本没有办法储水的水池啊。
And that well is so broken it cannot even hold water.
因为以色列民啊, 离开了神啊, 去拜偶像。
Because the Israelites have departed from God and worshiped the idols.
所以神说啊, 他们挖了破漏的水池, 啊, 他们离开了活水的泉眼。
And so God said they drew water from the broken well and had left the source of living water.
所以我们要常常啊, 能够看到活水井啊。
So we must often be able to see this well of living water.
世界上的水啊, 没有办法让我们真正得满足, 唯有从神来的生命的水啊, 才能够让我们真正的得饱足。
The waters of this world can never quench our satisfaction, our thirst. Only the ones that come from God can.
21章的最后一段啊,
the last passage in chapter 21.
这里是谈到
Here it describes the covenant that Abraham set with Abimelech.
亚比米勒带着军长来看亚伯拉罕。
Abimelech took his the leaders, the commanders of his army to Abraham.
他对他说啊, 因为我们看到你所行的都有神的保佑。
He says that because we have seen what you have done has God's protection.
我们彼此起誓，彼此立约，不要彼此相害。
So let us swear an oath and make a covenant and not go against each other.
所以亚伯拉罕就在那里跟他立约。
And so Abraham established a covenant with him there.
立约完以后啊，他们就在那里又挖了一口活水井，叫做别示巴。
After they established a covenant, they dug a well and called it Beersheba.
哦，所以这 从18章以后一直到21章啊，这都是神在训练亚伯拉罕的信心呢。So
God was training Abraham's faith in chapters 18 to 21.
所以到这里已经达到完全了，所以可以接受22章啊，神给他一个更严厉的一种考验。So
he has reached perfection up to 22, and then so God was able to give him a more severe trial.
我们还有5分钟，我们可以继续讲啊。
We have 5 minutes, we can continue.
我们看22章。
Let us read chapter
22. 为什么神要给人试验?
Why does God test us?
因为没有试验的话, 就没有办法看出说啊, 信心的大小。
Because if he does not test us, we cannot discern how great or small our faith is.
好像你没有经过考试啊, 就不晓得说你所学习到的, 啊,
just as if you do not take tests or exams, you cannot, rate or judge where you stand.
所以考试不是要把你考倒。
So a test is not to fail you.
考试是要了解说啊, 我们到底学习了多少, 我们哪些是懂了, 哪些还必须要继续的学习。
It is to determine where you stand and what you know and what you don't know and what you need to improve on.
所以神试验亚伯拉罕也是要了解他 信心的程度以及爱神的程度。
So Abraham tested, God tested Abraham to find out where his faith lied and where his love for God lied.
他说经过试验以后啊，就是要让他们得到更多的福分。
And after this trial, God will give him even more blessings.
所以在生命记的第八章里面啊，神同样的试验以色列人。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 8, God tested the Israelites.
让他们经过可怕的旷野。
He allowed them to walk through the dangerous wilderness.
神透过摩西跟他们讲。
He spoke through Moses.
说神这样试验你们啊，就是让你们能够终究能够得到福气。
Moses said that God is testing you so that you may be able to persevere and receive his blessing.
所以目的就是让我们能够通过考验以后啊，能够得享尊贵荣耀，得享从神来更美好的福分。
So the purpose is to let us go through these trials and receive his abundant blessings later on.
当然圣经里面啊，是叫我们不可以把人啊，当作祭物啊，把它杀掉献给神。
And in the scriptures,
因为这也是神所不喜悦的。
In the scriptures, it tells us that God displeases the people who use human sacrifices.
啊，所以后来啊，就神就有明文规定，不可以献孩子哈。
And so God established a commandment saying that God said that you cannot offer up your children.
但是神叫亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以撒献上。
But God asked Abraham to offer up his son Isaac.
其实神本意啊，也不是要他把他的儿子杀掉，而是要试验亚伯拉罕对神的爱到底有多大。
But God's intention was not for Abraham to truly kill his son, but rather to test how great his faith was.
可能亚伯拉罕到一百岁的时候生了儿子以后。
Perhaps when Abraham was 100, after he gave a son,
他把亚伯拉罕啊当作非常的宝贝。
He took care of Isaac as his most precious.
可能把他所有的精神啊都放在以撒的身上。
Abraham may have devoted all his time and energy and efforts onto his only son, Isaac.
所以神要看看啊亚伯拉罕是不是爱神啊胜过一切。
So God wanted to test to see if Abraham loved God more than everything.
他所以神现在跟他讲说啊，你把你唯一的儿子，你的所爱的以撒带到摩利亚山的地方，把他献祭给我。
So God instructed him, you must take your one and only beloved son up on Mount Moriah and offer him up to me.
那这是来考验亚伯拉罕对神的爱。
This is to test the love Abraham has for the Lord.
是不是能够爱神啊胜过一切
？Can he love God over everything?
结果亚伯拉罕在这个试验当中啊，真的成功了。
And Abraham was victorious in this trial.